Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Alrighty, we are back, and we're going to take a listen to Sheriff Richard K. Jones of Butler County, folks. And they had a meeting, Sheriff's Conference. Now, about 3 years ago, I addressed 250 county sheriffs at Liberty University in Virginia, and they asked me to come and speak on where do we get the divine institution of human government. And let me tell you, these sheriffs I talked to, every single one, Christian patriots, and they understood they were going to hold to the Constitution. And I can tell you that these would be the some of these sheriffs would be the first people to lead the militias. And so, go ahead and take it away, John.
We'll start it off with my name is Rick Jones. I'm the Butler County Sheriff, Butler County, Ohio. I just came back from the National Sheriff's Training in D.C. 3 days ago, 2 days ago. We were briefed by the FBI director, Ray, the director of the FBI, and several federal agencies. There's 3,300 sheriffs in the United States. The President of the United States refuses to meet with the sheriffs of the 3,300. We have a hierarchy. We have a president. We have a vice president. President of the United States refuses to meet with the sheriffs. He also refuses to meet with the police chiefs of the United States. They have a hierarchy also. He refuses to meet with them to talk about border issues or to talk about crime that's going on because of the border issue. We were also told by Mr. Ray, the FBI director, that there are more red flags going off now than before 9/11. Okay?
Oh my gosh! Okay.
When I say red flags, meaning people that are here in this country that are wanting to do harm to us. We were also explained we're bombing two countries right now. Two countries. These people do not like us before this started. There's thousands of people here from other countries, 160 different countries. They're here not to be our friends. Some of them are coming because they're wanting to come here to the best country in the world, the way we see it. Some are coming here to do harm to us. And we were told by the FBI director, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We were also told five sheriffs went to Israel 5 weeks after the attack. The only thing that saved the Israelis, the government, was the local police. They were outgunned, outmanned. They came over. The Palestinians did. They came over. They killed, raped. The sheriffs were there. They talked to the police. The local police are what saved that country. You can't just call, even in Israel, you can't just call the military up and they're going to be there, okay? They went house to house, raping, killing. The Israeli police, when our guys got there, the sheriffs, said they just don't hate us. They hate you guys equally. And the same people that trained them are the same people that train people to hate us. The FBI director said when 9/11 hit, there's more red flags now than then. So, and he said, these are people that want to kill us and do harm to us. Now, so you're wondering, I want everybody to know what I know. I can't tell you everything, but I want the public to know that we are in a terrible way right now. The United States, and I'm going to get to the local, the United States, we're on the defense. You can't be just defense and not have an offense. We have no offense. We're just defense. We're absorbing these attacks. We're in other countries. We're supplying them with weapons. We're supplying them with our treasure, our money, and we're not doing much back home. So, with that in mind, we were also told that they're going, this is from the federal government, 3 days ago, they're going to attack our elections, which they've always done that, just not the national. They're going to go into the locals. They encouraged us to talk to our local election officials and be prepared as much as they can for cyber attacks. Even locally, you have to be prepared. We've been told that, again, they're coming here to do harm to us, and even in Ohio or in the United States, we're not going to be able to call and ask for help from the federal government. They're going to be busy. The military's not coming. The National Guard, when 9/11 hit, it was all the police and the fire. And they were in total, total organized chaos. The military had the skies. And I don't want, somebody asked me, am I like Doomsday Jones? And I said, no, I'm not like Chicken Little. I want you to know what I know. And if you don't believe what I'm telling you, that's okay. You can do what the Israeli citizens done. You can build a little safe house in your basement. And good luck. Now, getting to where we've been attacked here in Butler County. You're going to think, well, we've never been attacked. We have. The Russians attacked our system, our electronic system, our computer system. They hacked it. They also are trying to hack just not ours. And we were down for 2 months, just a paper. Hacked our dispatching, hacked everything. Now, was that to help us? No, it wasn't to help us. It was to hurt us and cause chaos. As we speak today, the Russians are still attacking our computer system, just like they're attacking most of yours. But I want the public to know this. The Chinese tried to attack our cyber system here in Butler County, which includes everything that we have, dispatching for police and fire, 5 times a day. I want to repeat that. 5 times a day. The Iranians are attacking our computer system and trying to hack it 3 times a day. I want to repeat that. 3 times a day. Now, are they doing that to help us and be our friends? No, they're not. They're trying to disrupt everything that we do. And this next election coming up, they're trying to do the same. So what we're doing here is we've got rifles in every police vehicle we have. We have what we call a go bag. We have extra magazines. And we're going to start training civilians. We've offered classes to train civilians. And we're going to start training civilians on what to do when disasters hit and emergencies hit. Naturally, we can't train the whole country. We can't train the whole county. We put this up online yesterday. It's full. We can do like 30 people at a time. We're trying to get it. And the organization that is doing that is Texas A&M. They're coming here. The federal government's paying for it. They're going to train 30 civilians on what to do when disasters hit. 30 out of 400,000 people is not much. So we're trying to get more classes. Don't want to cause fear. Don't want to cause panic. But I want the public to be aware that you are under attack. And when they're attacking, they're trying to get our cyber system. We have a grid system. Butler County does. The whole United States. Hell, our grid system goes out when it gets hot. So, and our grid system is from the 1960s. And they're trying to attack our phone system. The Chinese are flying over with their little balloons. That's not to help us and help us do some weather direction. And all we're doing is we're on the defense. We're absorbing this. And these other countries that are attacking us overseas, it's a lot of drone attacks. Get into drones. You know the technology that local law enforcement has on drones? Zero. We can fly drones, and most police departments and sheriff's offices have drones. We can't detect drones. Hell, they look like a bird in the sky. We can't make the drones stop. We can't stop them. When you see football games on TV, the national football games, they call timeout to stop the drones. Hell, my grandkids have drones. Everybody has drones. We have no technology. The federal government doesn't share any of the drone technology with us. So what we're going to do, is we're reaching out to the private industry, and we're going to see if we can get anything that can detect.
We're the only car maker in the world that has a fleet of well over a million cars on the road, fully instrumented.
Drones, and how we can stop drones. Now, again, it's not to scare people. This is the truth. Everybody in this room, the news media, you guys get hacked. They try to hack you. One of the local channels in Cincinnati was hacked. They were down to paper for several weeks. Just paper. When we were hacked, we were down to paper. Our computer system, our dispatcher, all hacked. Again, that's being attacked by foreign countries. You wouldn't think that a foreign country would be attacking us. The public needs to know we're being attacked every day. Now, people that are here to do us harm, do we expect? I've been to the border three times. People are not just turning themselves in. They're actually called gotaways. And some of them are getting through with backpacks and packs. Now, are they bringing groceries with them? We don't think so. We believe the ones that don't want to get caught, there's a reason for that. We believe they're a good, strong possibility they're bringing something here to cause us harm. You have to believe that. China has safe houses in every state in the United States. Now, after I discuss that, I'm going to take questions. But there's three things I'm going to be asking the state of Ohio to do. On the offense, not just the defense. I've reached out to State Representative Sarah Crothers, and I've reached out to State Representative Cindy Abrams, two state representatives. And I've asked them, I've instructed them, and you're going to receive a copy of it, that there's three things I'm asking the state to introduce legislation on. One is the northern border. You think that we don't have a border, but we do. We border Canada. So what happens is the border security have been pulled, a lot of them, a large portion of them, quite a few of them, to go to the southern border. So what happens when we do that? Drugs are coming back across more the northern border. People are coming across. Water and land. With that in mind, I want you to keep in mind, I'm asking that there be legislation introduced and that the governor appoint a task force to do interdiction on people and drugs coming in across our waterways and our borders into the state of Ohio. Texas has done some of the similar. So the fentanyl has decreased by 40% from Texas and moved over to Arizona. So it's coming across. I was told 5 and 8 pills that are coming across into this country have fentanyl in them, the illegal pills. China helps the Mexican government with the fentanyl that comes into our country. Again, they're trying to help us out. They're our friends. 5,000 people die a year in Ohio, fentanyl poison. 100,000 die a year in the United States. Our government is doing nothing to stop it. We're on the defense. Number one, that we have a border security task force. Number two, I'm asking that the two state representatives introduce legislation that will also form a full-time, 24-hour-a-day cyber security, not part-time. Every department has their own. We don't communicate with anybody. If we're going to be attacked, which we're getting every day, I assume everybody is, I'm asking that these two state reps introduce legislation that we have one cybersecurity czar that's full-time, nonstop, 24 hours a day. They're attacking us all. Third, very important, I'm asking that legislation be introduced like in Texas, that if you're pulled over or stopped in the state of Ohio, that there be legislation, the law changed, that you can be charged with a state felony charge of being here illegally, and you can be arrested and charged. Those three things. Now, I come to you not to alarm you, but to arm you. I want you to know what's going on. None of this I've made up. This is being told to us. And the reason it's being told to us, because 9/11, they knew it was coming. And none of us knew. No communications with local law enforcement. We can't do anything with drones. We have drones, but we're going to. And we're going to do everything we can to protect our community, to keep our life squads, our fire, our dispatching. If you've ever lost your phone or your battery goes dead, everybody freaks out. Imagine if you can't use yourself. Now, again, They're getting into our cyber, and that's what our country... You can't pump gas without electricity. You can't pump water without electricity. So, they're doing this to us. These are the three things that I'm going to ask these state representatives. I've been in communication with them. You can reach out to them. They'll be waiting for the conversation. And this is just the beginning. And again, I've instructed my IT people to start looking at ways that we can detect drones and what we can do to stop drones. I don't know if there is any technology. Our government doesn't even have enough. Now, I will take questions at this point. Any questions you got? Yes, sir.
Good morning, Sheriff Jones.
Yes, sir.
It's an honor to be in your presence today. If given the opportunity to talk to the president through your organization, the Sheriff's Association, what are some of the things you would like to talk to him about?
The question was, what would I talk to the president about if I had an opportunity to meet with him? I would ask him to please close our borders. Help us out. It's not just, they're not staying in these border states where they're coming across. They're coming in. Every state is a border state. Please help us stop the Chinese from bringing this fentanyl through our border and stop all these cyber attacks. They're attacking us all. And all, we have nothing. We don't have any technology to stop it. We're on the defense. The FBI director said for every one person we have in our government, I want to repeat that, every one person we have in our government that deals in cyber, the Chinese have 50 to 1. And I don't know what we're doing. I assume we're just on the defense. Please help us. It starts with the border. We've got to have our border secure. And us in the interior of the United States, we need help. We've had people that are dying every day. Everybody in this room, everybody that's listening, has a friend or a family member that's died of fentanyl.
There's one simple vision hack. Anyone...
Next question.
What was the response like from Representative Abrams and Carruthers when you talked to them?
They were excited to do everything they can to introduce this legislation and maybe more. And I told them it was of the utmost importance. We need to get on the offense. And if our government's not going to stop it, we got to do it here in our country. We got in our county. I'm going to ask the Butler County Commissioners. Every department in our county and in Hamilton County, everybody has somebody that does cybersecurity. It's not 24 hours a day. They do it 24 hours a day. They have an incentive. They do it 24 hours a day, and they have hundreds of thousands of people attacking us every day. So I'm going to ask the Butler County Commissioners if they can get some kind of a task force or appoint one person that's in charge of this, and we all can get together and share information how we can stop this. All we're doing is defense. We can't do offense from this level, but we can sure do defense. And it's just, if you throw the dart at the board enough, you'll hit a bullseye. And everybody here, everybody's being attacked cyberly, and it's not to help you. It's to cause you grief. It's to cause you not to be able to dispatch. And then they want money from you. They want a ransom. We didn't give them a ransom, so they released all of our information. And the FBI, you know what they told us? We don't recommend ransom. But some people do. So, next question.
You mentioned that you're going to have some conversations with the Butler County Commissioners, but have you already shared with them what you learned in D.C.?
I've shared with one of them what I've learned, and I'm going to meet with a group of them, and I'm going to tell them what I've learned. But they already see that by what you're doing here today, and the public's going to see it. We're going to put it out. We want everybody to know what we're doing, and everybody, we all need to be on the same page. We can't just have... I think the state of Ohio has a part-time person, a part-time group, and they meet on occasion. You know how much shared information we get from that? Zero. We should all be on the same information. I'm going to ask the commissioners to form a committee immediately and appoint or hire somebody. That's all they do is security, cybersecurity. Somebody that can do it, not somebody that's working in the parking garage and parking cars, and they get appointed to that job. We want real people. We're meeting with experts in the field as we speak, and we're trying to share resources and gain more information. I'm not going to tell you who they are, but I want everybody to know in our country that I'm doing everything that I can. I'm one sheriff of 3,300 sheriffs. but I have a very large mouth, and I want everybody to know what I know. I want you to know what the FBI told us just 2-3 days ago. This is pretty fresh information. And if you don't think that we're under attack, we are. And we train for mass shootings in schools, we train for mass shootings in the malls, but we don't train for multiple shootings or multiple attacks. And the National Guard's not coming to your community to help you unless it's a flood or disaster, and you're on your own for about 7 days. And if you remember 9/11, which a lot of you don't, they were on their own. And the police is your last line of defense, police and fire. We're training right now for hazmat. We're the police, and we've been training for hazmat. We have hazmat equipment. We belong to the Hamilton County hazmat team, and we're training for chemicals because we have people that are driving trucks in this community and all over the United States that don't even speak English. They can get driver's license. They can take the test. I don't know if they're here legally or not. So I give you that information. It's a lot to fathom what's going on, but I am asking that you put this information out to the public. The class that we had were full. It filled up last night, and we could probably do 5,000 people in that training. People want to know what they do when your cell phone doesn't work. If you've lost your cell phone in your house, you're almost puke because you can't find your cell phone. Imagine not being able to use your cell phone, and imagine not being able to do dispatch. No electricity in the winter. I mean, not to scare people. It's not to alarm you. It's to arm you.
Sheriff, does the play, the analogy of see something, say something to all Americans, especially in the Ohio region, Hamilton County, Monroe County, and the like, see something, say something, is there a number individuals can call if they see something very unusual?
Yes, there is, and we're going to give that to you before you leave. There's a number to call, and we had an incident a week ago, and we depend on the public. We put information out all the time. We communicate with the media. You help us get that information out when we're looking for people. When people are murdered and there's mass shootings and we're looking for suspects, we have to determine, can we put that out? Should we put it out? We need to put it out, and we depend on you to put that out. And if you do see something, pay attention to where you're going. Pay attention to what you're doing. Pay attention to who lives next door to you. And people are here to do us harm. And that's not a scare tactic. They are. They come across the border, and they're not coming across them all turning themselves in. These are people that are coming across to cause us havoc. You can't just be poor and walk across the border because you come from a poor country. The drug cartel controls that. They will kill you. You have to pay, either be an indentured servant or your family. They will kill you. And the Mexican government is not our friends. They're not here to help us. They're not in charge anymore. It's the drug cartel. Next question.
What are some of the basic fear necessities people need to do to be prepared? If they can't go to your class, what
here, I'm going to tell you some basic things you need to do to prepare. Just like when the power goes out or there's a tornado, they always tell you to keep enough food and water in supply. And this isn't doom and gloom. This is common sense. You might want to look at, as far as your phones, if they're working, if you don't have electricity, they have batteries, but they're only good for so long. You might look at solar charging devices. You might look at some foods that you can get that you can just mix up, like when you go camping or survival. We're not to that point, but we need to be prepared. And you need to look at it. And you need to, most people would freak out without their cell phones. And if you can't dispatch the police, our towers are down, they're hacking our communication system. I mean, I'm not making that up. And they're trying to hack yours. They want us to be in chaos. They're trying to hack our elections, local elections. If local elections have issues, they always talk about the national, but they want you to feel it in the heartland. Really scare the hell out of you. Next question.
You mentioned some of the training that your deputies are doing. Is there other additional training that you're looking to implement because of what you've learned?
Yes. Some of the training is the drone technology. We're trying to get that on our own because the government won't give it to us. So we're trying to get the technology there. We're looking at maybe squad training. We train for school shootings, what to do when we get there, or mall shootings. We're going to look at things a little differently. When we get there, maybe squad training. We're going to ask the government if they can share with us, but they're kind of busy. They hire the wrong people. They're just on defense. They've hired like 35,000 IRS agents. Well, good for them. I guess they need more tax money. We need infrastructure help in our country. There's going to be an additional 100 million people in 25 years in the United States, almost a third of our population. We're not building bridges, highways, the infrastructure. We're not doing anything on our grids, nothing. So we're doing lots of training, and some of this is not my responsibility. I'm not in charge of the U.S. government. I'm not in charge of the state of Ohio. But these state representatives, we do a lot of things in our government, and we fight over silly things. They tried to do an impeachment on this Mariorca, or however the hell you pronounce his name. And there's a lot of important things to do, and nothing happens if they do that anyway. All we do is fight over silly things. We need to get together and get some things done to protect our country, most importantly, for our safety. In Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you went to school and you remember that, water, air, food, safety, right up at the top, in the top pyramid. And we are not abiding by those safety things. We are in defense, not one piece of offense. Our military is on defense. We're absorbing drone attacks, and before we attack back, we call them and tell them, hey, we're going to be there in about a week. You might want to empty your warehouse out. We need help here locally. You do, we do. That concludes the press conference at this time. We'll take any questions or anything anybody needs after it's over. Thank you very much.
All righty, we are back. We want to go a couple of those things. First of all, John, remember going back to 2007 in the campaign, and we were telling people about Barack Hussein Obama. Remember, we were telling this guy is a communist. I mean, we really did. And then he was out campaigning, and he was talking about having a civilian police force that was a civilian army that was as powerful as the army. And this guy was, I mean, 100% pro-communist. Now, for 8 years, from 2008 to 2016, we told people every day, you see what he's doing now? You see what he's doing now? We told people what he was doing. He was getting rid of the patriotic. He purged 11 four-star generals from our military. Over 260 flag officers he got rid of. And so here, then he started appointing the most vile kind of people. And then, John, we were telling people and warning, not just us, but a lot of those generals were warning people what was going on. Now, since Biden's been in, we told you right from the beginning that Joe Biden was commissioned by the Communist Chinese Party to keep the border open, keep the drugs coming in. We've been telling people, keep the good flow of children for pedophilia. And here, when they talked about how he cut it down there in Texas where you're at, but it's coming through over there in Arizona. Maricopa County, half the county officials there were working directly, Katie Hobbs in that group, with the drug dealers, with the drug cartels. We were telling people about that. Don't you see? And it seems like the vast majority of the country is la-la landers. It's like they've... And what's happened, what Obama did, when he orchestrated that of taking over the Justice Department. We don't have a Justice Department. We don't. It's simply a branch of the Chinese or the Democratic Communist Party. We don't have an FBI. Now, I don't trust, put one bit of trust in what he's saying, the FBI, when Chris Wray came to talk to him. Listen, Chris Wray is one of the reasons we have that. He was a big part of the coup. He was one of the coup to take down the legitimate president of the United States. Chris Wray was a big part of that, to take him down. And if Trump was still in office, do you think that any of this would be happening if Trump was in office, John?
Hopefully, absolutely not, Esther. And he seems to be on top of that. I mean, when he was president, the border was really tight. It was really tightened up, and so we didn't have that problem. Now, you're absolutely right.
The wall would be built, completed.
Obama, we warned about Obama, and he did exactly like we warned. And one of the first things Biden did when he came in office, he told the people all over the world, come on in, come on in. And they actually are assisting them, Pastor Ernie, in coming into our country. So he is an agent of, who knows, Communist China, Soros, all evil seems to be coming through the White House now.
Well, you have an article that says, 37,000 Chinese nationals. Let me tell you, those are the ones that they caught. We have at least, they know that at least 50,000 Chinese national, basically these are soldiers in plain clothes, okay, in their civvies, have come in. At least 50,000. Do you realize how much damage an army of 50,000 can do? And if they're here, believe me, they'll have no problem being armed. And I wouldn't be surprised if Merrick Garland would help them. I mean,
Tell you who would help them. I believe with all my heart he'd help them. It's Newsom from California.
Absolutely. And what about Austin and Milley? Remember what Milley said when he betrayed Trump? That if we were to go to war with China, he would warn the Chinese first. He would betray his own country.
Yes.
And those are the people, okay, that Obama brought in.
We the people got to take this country back.
This is what this radio ministry.
It's the controlled demolition of our nation.
Right. And they see that there's a movement. The movement is there's an awakening now from the patriots, and you can feel it in the air. And so this is why there's a panic right now amongst the Communist Party. And we're seeing people, I think they're measuring what they're going to get if they roll over on each other to get, in other words, I understand that there's been some communications between some of Trump's people at a distance and Merrick Garland. And see, so now this is just what I've been told by some people. This could mean, of course, you can't trust the opposition at all. You can't trust them at all, okay? But this could mean that they're saying, okay, look, I'll roll over on Hillary, but I walk, okay? Anyone who rolls over on Hillary. And by the way, Hillary's been, she's been making her rounds. She's been going from one place to the other place, these speaking, and she's getting booed. She's getting heckled by some of these young communists, some of these new that are going totally Muslim, these kids from the, and so Hillary, now, and I had a feeling that she was waiting in the wings for her one more opportunity to try it for a third time, but we'll see. So what do you think about all that, John?
Pastor Ernie, the problem is, if God be for us, who can be against us? And we've gone so deep in sin, so mocking him, that we're under this a good, what's happening is really judgment, Pastor Ernie, and it takes the spiritual angle. We need the pastors in the pulpit leading repentance and crying out to the Lord and bring him back into the country to bless us, Pastor Ernie.
Well, there is even some movement in that area. I'm even noticing more and more pastors starting to get some intestinal fortitude. I'll tell you, John, you know it as well as anybody. For 50 years, I've been preaching on no place, no place, no place, no place has our Lord been more dishonored than from the pulpit that was supposed to be churches. They lost the courage. There's such a dearth of courage from the pulpit. And remember, for 25 years, I challenge any three neo-evangelicals to debate me on Romans 13. We have four mics in the studio. In 25 years, I didn't get any of them. Because, you see, when you open the Bible, it's there. And there's all of this stuff that you have to obey the government, even if it's a corrupt government. You have to obey it, okay? Now, that's not what Romans 13 teaches at all, okay? In fact, the Bible teaches that if you legitimize the illegitimate, then that's a sin. In fact, it says, let the nations curse you for doing that. Let the people, it's an evil.
We desperately need prayer, faith, and action. So we just heard that, 40% of the fentanyl dropped once more troops started getting to Texas and went to Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
So it's just action. We knew it closed the border.
Well, Biden kept saying he didn't have the money. He didn't need any money. All he had to do is put back what he took down. Trump's policy was working. It was working all the way across. He had people there. Even in Arizona, you had very, very few coming in. Now,
it's a lie. They could close the border.
They could do it tomorrow. Shut.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, but he doesn't want to, because Biden is the best president China ever had here in America. He's working for the Chinese.
And the global government.
And Biden needs to be. The corruption, look.
They want to destroy us.
We talk about a two-tier government. You saw what happened with Trump, what they did with classified documents. Trump's classified document case would be like not even 10% of what Biden did. First of all, Trump was the president. He had legally, constitutionally, those documents, all he had to do is say they're declassified. That's all he had to do, is say, I declassify these. That's all. And they were declassified. But he had the ability, legitimately, to have those documents. Biden had him as a senator.
And vice president.
And then vice president. And he had him in garages. He had all these. So what do they say? Well, yeah, Biden definitely violated a number of laws knowingly. He knowingly violated all these laws 90 times more than Trump is accused of doing. But we really can't prosecute him because he's not all there. He's and what'll happen, the people will feel sorry for him because
the people who installed him as to rig the election, they hate America, and that's why they chose him, because he's an embarrassment to the entire nation, to the entire world.
He absolutely is.
I mean, he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, with this report, this special investigator's report that's come out about Biden, that's no accident that they put that language in there.
Oh, I know.
He is not able to stand trial because he's an old man and he's got dementia. I mean, really, that's what that said. That is a way of they're going to move now to remove him, Pastor. That they just don't let that out.
Well, here's their dilemma. They got a real dilemma. Now, here's what the scuttlebutt. Here is what is being said, you know, amongst the shadows out there, and that sometimes between May and August that they're going to have to pull Biden out and put somebody else in. And how they're going to do this, they've got to find a way of doing this without Kamala, because even the other side, even the communists are scared of her. They don't think they can control her, okay, like they can Biden. There's no telling what she might do, okay?
What is the procedure for, if it's not impeachment, to remove a president that isn't...
25th Amendment means that they can remove Biden if he's not capable. Then
so it's Congress. Procedure,
huh? Congress will do it.
Yeah, why didn't they do this years ago?
Because they're corrupt.
Yeah.
Pastor Ernie, I don't think Congress can do it. It has to come from his cabinet, if I remember the 25th Amendment correctly. It has to come from his cabinet. Because they were trying to say that they were trying to do that with Trump, and they wanted his cabinet members to initiate the 25th Amendment.
All right. Well, you know, maybe you're right on that. From what I understood, that
Congress impeaches him, but yeah. I think to remove him, it has to come from the vice president and his cabinet.
And keep in mind that the 25th Amendment was written by men who honored and loved our constitutional republic. So we got people that despise it and want to destroy it.
So what their dilemma is, and I know that Obama has been having some fundraisers already for Michael or Michelle, whatever, that he's had some fundraisers and raised some funds for a possible, what they're calling a possible run. So the processes they have to find a way to get Kamala to step down too, okay? I don't know.
What about Gavin Newsom?
Well, they've got him waiting in the wings too. He's out there, but you can't tell what they're liable to do. I mean, you know, it's. I know one thing. They know that they cannot win a fair election. They can't do that.
That's the only way Newsom could be elected, Pastor. He was, you know, just the way Biden got elected.
Yeah, they're going to have a much harder time now because people are much more aware of the mail-in ballots. In fact, even here, we have an article here someplace. I just saw an article talking about.
Well, the hope is the Republican National Committee will appoint someone who's going to prioritize election integrity, right? Is Ronna McDaniel stepping down?
I don't know. Do you have that article that I was thinking of there?
Yeah, there was all sorts of smoke about her stepping down, and she denied it. But the fact that they elected her, they just elected her last year to that position, you know, within the Republican Party. I mean,
well, why aren't they dealing with election integrity is my question. Something so important.
Well, you see,
it goes back to corruption.
They're trying to deal with that. You have to understand, we don't have a Department of Justice. See, Congress can indict. They can bring charges against somebody, but they can't prosecute that person. That's where it has to go. Explain it to them, John. You know that very well.
Well, Mr. Ernie, they can only bring charges for, like, contempt of Congress. They can't go out and they can provide information to the FBI and all, but to the U.S. attorney there in Washington, D.C., they can say, we held so-and-so in contempt of Congress. Now you prosecute it. So they can't prosecute at all.
I know that. This is what we don't have.
It's all choked at the U.S. attorney's office.
Hmm. See, let me explain this to you. You've heard of burn, loot, and murder, what they call, okay, Black Lives Matter. You've heard of Antifa. Now, they burn buildings, and they actually even set a police department on fire with cops inside. They kill people. They hit old people in the heads with bricks. They riot. But Kamala Harris and that, they will not prosecute. The Justice Department will not prosecute them. Now, on the other hand, pro-lifers. Right now, I have some friends of mine that are facing trial. They could get as much as 11 years in prison because what they did is they sang and prayed in front of a bloody abortion mill. That's because Christopher Wray said his dirty cops. Any cop that would have gone over there and gone to the homes of these pro-lifers for people for praying and stuck guns in the faces of five-year-olds, these are cowardly cops. These are real cowardly cops. You know, they're dirty cops. There's no honor, no integrity for those guys at all, okay?
Yeah.
So, you see, now there are still some good FBI field agents. There are still, just like you and me, they feel the same way we do. They're more ashamed of the FBI than we are because they've spent there and, you know, they've got such a bad because of Chris Ray and those and the other people. And so And I feel bad for them. But the FBI is not on our side. The CIA, right now, there's an investigation going because the CIA had plotted to take Trump down. The CIA, they have all the evidence that the CIA plotted to take Trump down. Okay, that's called a coup. That's called a coup, okay? And that's what we're out here for, to try to explain and tell people the reality. Because you're not going to get reality at NBC, ABC, and CBS. Okay? Now, how long has there been a problem with the border? Well, hasn't it been a real problem since Biden's been in? Just recently, just in the last couple of weeks, the mainstream media now recognizes that there's a problem. Do you know why? They're losing credibility so fast. They come right out and said, we have to finally acknowledge this now. It's like, there you go. We have
15 million people later.
Yeah. And so, there you go. Hi, John, how much time do I have? Okay. John McTernan. Okay. Do you think that you could give... One more time before we go there, go ahead and give your website and let the folks know what
so,
you need.
So, this is Aaron Ganias running for U.S. Congress, the Ohio's 14th District, Ashtabula, Trumbull, Portage, Geauga, and Lake County. So anyone that's able to help circulate petitions, please contact the number 23, Psalm, the number 1, at protonmail.com. That's the number 23. The word Psalm, the number 1, at protonmail.com.
All right, John, you've got 7 minutes. Can you do it in 7 minutes?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I just feel compelled every time we pray now that we have to pray for the bring the nation before the Lord.
Amen.
He will bring the individuals, because this is a spiritual battle. We can fight this politically all we want. But the country's gone over an edge. We've gone into another realm, like corruption, and we need the Lord back in the nation, Pastor.
You're telling me, my friend.
Amen.
Yeah. So, Father, we're before you in the name of Jesus, and we're asking, in your word, it says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And, Lord, we've forgot you, but worse than that, it's like a people, there's a whole movement here that is against you, mocking you. Whatever you stand for, they're against. So we're repenting of this, Lord. All the wickedness. I go back to 1963 and repent, Lord, 62, 63, for throwing you out of Bible reading and prayer in schools. They said the separation of church and state, and then it went to the whole government. Everything was separation of church and state. So if we throw you out, there's no void. The devil comes in, and that's what we see, Lord. And the college campuses, the corporations, Lord, the media, it's all corrupt, totally corrupt, Lord, and against you. So, Lord, we're asking... And we've repented for all of this, Lord, not holding anything back. We're asking for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit. Lord, you sent moves of the Holy Spirit and through our history, Lord, through the history of America. And each time you did, the country was in dire need, Lord. So we're asking for one more outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's what we need. Millions turning to you, and power of the Holy Spirit being input into the nation. That's what we're asking, Lord. That's how we're survived. And then, Lord, we're concerned about the souls of every person that's listening on the radio. We want everyone to be in heaven with Jesus. And the Bible tells us, in fact, there's a scripture in Revelation chapter 5, where the people there are saying how they got there into heaven. It's so clear. For thou was slain, see, that's talking of Jesus Christ, and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. They're in heaven because of your death and shed blood on the cross. So what's needed, that in your shed blood, it's the penalty for sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And you died on the cross paying the penalty for our sin. If people do not come under your shed blood, then when they stand before you in judgment, they have to pay the penalty for their own sin, which is eternal separation from you in hell. So the gospel is repentance, a willful turning away from sin to Jesus Christ and your word, and then recognizing that the Lord was the sinless, only begotten Son of God, who willingly went to the cross, died and shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin. That's how we have eternal life. And then, Lord, we have to believe that you were raised bodily 3 days from 3 days later from the dead. If anyone will confess, the Bible says, for whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If anyone will repent and confess Christ and believe he died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin, they will have eternal life. That's your promise. So, Lord, I'm asking now that all our listeners there, everyone will have assurance of eternal life, because this life is short, Lord. There are people listening tonight that may not be here for the next show. They might be in eternity. So we praise you and thank you for your mercy. We thank you for you making covenant with us. You will not break it. If we turn to you in earnest repentance, confessing Jesus Christ as our as Savior and Lord, believing he rose again, or he rose bodily 3 days later, they will be saved. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Very good. Well, I want to thank you. That was a very good prayer. And again, the time will come for everyone out there that's breathing air today, when the only thing will matter to them is they're standing with the Lord Jesus. And I know a lot of people say, well, I don't believe it. That's, folks, the reality.
Every knee will bow.
Yep. God says it, and you better believe it. And so how much time do I have there, John? Okay. And so, again, I want to say, now, we're going to head into some very interesting times, folks. But God is on the throne. God is in complete control. Remember that. And now is the time to place up your crowns in heaven. Not to worry about dying, but to worry to consider what comes later. And so, right now, we're at that time where we say good night. We say good night. Say good night.
Good night.
And then we always say God bless. Say God bless.
God bless.
All right. And then we always say, and always, say always.
Always.
Ready to do it.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.